I'm put on the spot.
That's right. I tricked you.
Wow.
Sarah has to go first today.
The trick is to not look him in the eyes when he starts recording.
You know...
Wrong!
I can do this. I can do this.
Webster's Dictionary defines Crimson Peak as...
So, Tom Hiddleston asked me to marry him, and I'm kind of on the fence right now.
You know, just because he showed his ass to you in that film does not constitute a proposal.
That's right! I did see a flabby British ass.
Oh, man, it wasn't that bad.
Well, it was like looking at the moon.
It was very white.
It was white. It was silver. It was so white, it was silver.
Yeah. I kind of felt like watching this film was Guillermo del Toro showing his ass to me.
Oh! It's very hairy.
Yeah.
Spanish.
And somehow it's kind of unfinished.
Yeah.
He talks about it a lot, and it never really comes through.
PT.
This is totally Guillermo del Toro's latest big, colorful opus and his attempt to make hyper-gothic romance.
Yeah.
Much as Sin City was hyper-noir, this is hyper-gothic romance.
That's your, fuck your Pride and Prejudice and zombies. We've got Jane Austen and Gaslight and weird skeleton ghosts.
Mia Wasikowska, God, I always feel like I'm totally fucking
that. That's because you are.
Am I?
I'm sure you are.
Well, I think that's right, actually.
I thought it was Wasikowski.
No, there's an A at the end.
It's an A,
all right. It's Wasikowska.
She's a young wannabe author who ends up, you know, has been kind of keeping her distance from most men, but she meets and falls in love with Tom Hiddleston, as you do.
Tom Hiddleston, who has eyebrows, I see they're there, yet somehow it always looks like his eyebrows are, like, disappearing. Is it just me?
That's part of Loki's trick.
Oh.
Despite the fact that Charlie Hunnam, who's a doctor who's hanging around, who is dad, her dad, played by Jim Beaver from Supernatural...
It's just...
would really prefer that she gets hooked up with, but, like, nobody likes Tom's character, Sir Thomas Sharp, because he wants them to buy this newfangled clay-digging machine that he's developed and wants to sell the patent for, and they're all, like, calling bullshit on him, but...
balls.
Basically, he gets Mia to fall in love with him, and she goes off to live in his huge... bizarrely unrealistic gothic mansion.
Uh-huh.
I mean, seriously, the house from the remake of The Haunting is like, come on, dude.
I was thinking the exact same
right?
house.
There's one point where she, like, they're sitting by the fireside, and there's this great big, you know, the fire built up, and she's like his sister, who is basically Mrs. Blaylock from Rebecca, is
played by Jessica Chastain.
Yeah, played by Jessica Chastain, is like, oh yes, now that the windows are all sealed, the east wind makes a vacuum of in the chimneys, and it fans the flames. And I'm like, yeah, that'd make sense if it wasn't for the gaping hole in your ceiling that is literally letting snow fall into the living room.
Yeah, I don't know how she doesn't call bullshit the second she walks in the house, but he's like, oh, I don't mind that big giant hole in the ceiling.
That's
literally spraying debris everywhere. Just don't worry about it.
And if I step on the floorboards, it releases blood. I mean, clay.
Here's the Wi-Fi password. So she's living in this house, which immediately is haunted as shit. You know,
and she's not even surprised.
No, well, she's experienced with ghosts because her mother died, and she's seen the ghost of her mother. Yada yada.
Her mother gave her really poor advice.
Well, really,
provided no help at all.
Instead of saying don't marry anyone, or
avoid
never
houses,
never go to England. She's like, Crimson Peak.
Avoid Crimson Peak, which is never made clear that the place is even called Crimson Peaks until it's too late to do anything about it.
You know what?
It.
The ghost of my dead mother said, avoid Guadalupe. And I was like, what the hell is that? And I came here, I saw Guadalupe, and I was like, oh, it's fine.
Yeah.
And then I realized you all call it Guadalupe.
Oh, yeah, you're screwed.
But now you're doomed.
Traffic is hell on that place.
Yeah.
I will say, and I wish Brian was here for this, because I sat next to him at this fantastic fest, and at one point, he turns next to me, he's like, man, every time Jessica Chastain's character turns her face around and looks at somebody or responds to something, she's like sneering and looking egotistically. She's like Jessica Disdain. I was like, that's pretty good.
I'm going to punch Brian next time I see him.
That was a good one. I had to give him credit for that. By the way, I'm Chris.
Michael.
Bo.
Sarah.
JC.
And I really did not like this movie.
Really?
I really did.
Yeah, I was kind of surprised walking out because you told me that.
I definitely
strongly felt dislike for this film.
I feel like, and I don't know, I mean, I guess I haven't talked to this group of people about this, but I had the lowest expectations for this movie. I don't like Guillermo del Toro. I don't like Mia Wasikowska. Okay.
Yeah, no, I saw Pan's Labyrinth, and it was just like, that was really pretty and horribly overwrought.
I agree. I totally agree. But the thing is I keep trying.
Yeah.
It's not a James Wan thing where I go, yes, no, never again. I go back for Pacific Rim, I came back for this, and every time I just feel a little bit let down, but I think my expectations were so low this time that I walked out going, huh, that was alright.
I think I'm in that boat with you, and I mean, you know, don't get me wrong, I wouldn't call this a masterpiece, but I thought it was a fun little, you know, mashup of Gaslight and A Ghost Story.
Yeah.
And it's very pretty, as most of Benicio del Toro's stuff is.
Guillermo del Toro. Benicio del Toro's performance.
Yeah, whatever.
He was great as a lamp.
Of the bull. But, and definitely, you know, not a perfect movie. Wallows in melodrama a lot, and the characterization is really weak, but it was pretty and fun to look at, and I generally was enjoying myself, and he seemed a lot more restrained than he normally is.
Agreed.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, it's funny that you guys say you don't like Del Toro, because this is the least Del Toro film ever.
Yeah.
I mean, he's known for creating these bizarre creatures, and there really wasn't any of that in there. There was a little bit with some of the ghosts, but...
Yeah.
For me, that was the weakest point of this, that it wasn't weird enough.
You could literally take all of the supernatural elements out of this, all the ghost appearances, and you really wouldn't end up with that much of a different movie.
Yeah, exactly.
End up with Jane Eyre.
Yeah,
sure.
more or less.
Yeah, exactly. Violent.
It's just, instead of me keeping my weird cousin in the closet, I'm fucking my sister. Whoops.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing, though. That's
spoiler.
It's not a spoiler. You know, those guys, the first moment they interact with each other, you're like, oh yeah, you guys are totally fucking.
Oh my god, it's Scarlet Witch and Quicksilver all over again. No, but that's the problem with this film for me. My biggest problem is like, nothing happens in this film that you don't see coming in the first 15 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Nothing. And then you just watch it play out with incredibly bad, overwrought dialogue, with like stuff that's stylized to the point that I'm laughing. I'm not creeped out. Uh-huh. I'm like, okay. So I get that the clay is seeping through the ground of this place where you dig up clay, but it doesn't look like blood on snow. It just doesn't. Like, you don't have to be a major in geology to figure that out.
But also, why is it seeping from the walls?
Yeah.
Because Del Toro.
Yeah, see? It's like they make a point of going, yeah, all the main veins in this place are tapped out. It's like, well, they apparently have no problem running into the house. Maybe you should just mine there.
And there's stuff like things that I just looked at as giant plot holes. Like, if you're really trying so hard to cover up something, why did you keep all the documentation?
She didn't, like, find it under a floorboard. It was in a fucking closet.
No, it was in a fucking steamer trunk. And, like, you know, not even the sub-basement. Just like, oh, yeah, this is the weird place full of clay vats.
They did warn her not to go down.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, guys.
I mean, it was locked. Yeah. But, I mean, like, the gramophone cylinders in a closet.
We learn later that the family is definitely one for keepsakes. And so if you can just forgive, they do warn her. They say, don't go ever below this level.
Don't go into the murder room.
Right.
Can I get you another cup of poison? I mean tea.
Right. The family that kills together.
Sleeps together, literally.
And I think I kind of agree with you guys about Mia Wasikowska. I don't think she's a bad actress. Maybe it's just the role she takes.
The language here, as you said, is very, very stilted, especially at the front. And it's you know, there are times, especially Jim Beaver's character who plays her dad, where he's just like,
don't say anything about Jim Beaver.
I'm not saying anything about his acting. It's just, but his dialogue is basically, well, I'll be Johnny Exposition here if you need me to be. Here's what's going on.
Dialogue that nobody could deliver and make sound natural.
Right.
Sure. Like, yeah, just... Sure. So much of the dialogue is poorly written, and my God, he gets the worst of it. And
he's always shaving.
I know he's a good actor. And he comes off as somebody who's not a good actor.
That's true.
You know?
It is weird because, like, even you mentioned Maya Wasikowska. There are a couple moments where she's, like, pretending to do one thing and trying to deceive Jessica Chastain. She's doing it really poorly, and I don't know if it's...
Is that a choice, or are you just bad at this?
Yeah, and it's... I don't see how anybody could be so bad at taking direction from Guillermo del Toro. Like, he seems to at least... on occasion, get decent performances out of people sometimes. Oh. He's the last few years.
Hellboy kinda, movies.
Yeah,
that's true. Yeah, right. Yeah. But to be fair, Ron Perlman is from hell.
Well, I mean, the only people who seem to have gotten the tone of the film right is Hiddleston and Chastain,
agreed,
who are playing the hyper gothic romance thing to the hilt in their performances, which doesn't mean that they're fun performances to watch per se, I thought, but they at least are in tone with the rest of the film of what's going on there. I guess a large part of the reaction for people this is going to be whether or not you can just buy into that hyper gothic romance thing, gothic romance taken to its illogical, most absurd extreme, like in a very intentional way. You know, at no point do you feel, oh, this is supposed to be realistic. But I feel like maybe the biggest problem with me is I could go with that if you gave me something else.
Sure.
But I didn't feel like there was anything
else.
Well,
the ghosts were a metaphor.
As they are.
It's a story with ghosts, not
It's a story with ghosts, but there's also a few chapters of romance in there.
It was weird because I was really excited about the ghosts initially because I was like, oh, they're doing them all practical. This should be interesting. Uh-huh. And I thought they looked terrible. I was like, that looks awful.
They were
practical, touched up with CG.
They were CG practical. Yeah. It's like they filmed them and then wrecked them is what they did.
I mean, I know they're supposed to kind of look like they're from the clay, but it always looked like wax to me. It never looked like clay. Like, clay doesn't have a consistent color. It's got to have, like, chunks in it. It was too smooth.
I like my ghost chunky style.
I like chunky ghosts. I'm a chunky ghost chaser.
You cannot lie.
I don't know. I mean, I talked to some people who loved this film, who were just moved by it and swept away, and I just don't know how to respond.
Oh, wow.
I'm always cautious of the Fantastic Fest secret screening reaction, because, like, people tend to, no matter what it is, will love it coming out, and I was kind of relieved when you and Brian didn't really take to it, because I'm like, all right, well, now I can temper my expectations a little bit. I know that you guys are going to be a little more honest in your view.
I mean, we may be wrong, but we've been this so much, we don't get as swept up in the festival.
Right, that's the thing, secret screening, Guillermo del Toro came out for a Q&A, and it's like, oh my god, that automatically means the movie is awesome. No, it doesn't.
Dude, we disliked it so much, we left before the Q&A started.
Wow.
Yeah. We were like, I don't want to hear Guillermo del Toro talk about this piece of shit for 30 minutes.
Oh, I would have heckled him for PT, but it's a whole different story.
I mean, it's weird because I'm getting a sort of tentative feel from the rest of the room here.
Yeah.
No one wants to commit to how they felt about this film.
I enjoyed it, for sure.
Yeah, I you know...
Bastard.
But remember, Chris, you're wrong.
I'm wrong a lot, so this is not boring.
This is pretty. I could definitely see me, you know, putting this into the Halloween lineup and enjoying it. You know, there were certain points where I was like, oh, this kind of feels a little Corman-esque to me, which is not to say it's a good movie, but I was committed to the ride. And hey, I'm not gonna lie, I watch Wuthering Heights for fucking fun. What do I know from not enjoying gothic shit?
That is disturbing.
Yes, I know. But Laurence Olivier is really hot.
Let's just go to final thoughts here. Bo, continue your thought into your...
About Laurence Olivier being hot.
Do one of those, like, the circle fade in and fade out. That was probably the worst part of this.
It was. It was like, I know you're kind of going for an old-timey feel here, but you're not committing to that at any other level, so it's just like, you know, stick to the sideway wipes, Kurosawa.
Doing the circle thing, I wanted to do it.
Some guy comes out on stage and starts tap dancing.
Yes, bidi. That's all, folks, for this scene. I have a soft spot for this kind of stuff, for, you know, and yeah, it's overwrought and poorly characterized, just like a lot of gothic novels. So that didn't really take away all that much. I was in for the ride, and for the most part, I liked it, and it got nice and bloody and stabby at the end, and I like bloody stabby things.
Agreed.
So, you know, it, I know this is always the cop-out, but it is what it is. And, you know, if I had seen this at a matinee, wouldn't feel all that bad. If I paid full price for it, I'd be like, yeah, well, Guillermo,
this isn't Spill.
You'll let me. Once again, you have let me down, but we didn't go all the way to the red clay blood-filled basement. So, I give it, seven rotted floorboards out of 10.
Michael?
Like I said, I went in this with such low expectations. I really just have not gotten on board with Guillermo del Toro outside of Hellboy, even a little. And, even this cast is not a cast that I like watching do anything. It's just, I mean, you show me the list of this movie and it's just eye roll after eye roll after eye roll. So my expectations going in could only be met or made greater. And I felt like as the movie went on, it just would do things where I would go, huh, more credit than I gave you.
I thought that was going to suck.
Yeah. It slowly built into something that I ended up feeling more compelled by, again, than I had initially expected. Mm-hmm. And I think that the juxtaposition of my zero expectations to the moderate amount of effort put forth by the film ended up putting me in a really good place where I could enjoy it. I saw a lot of the nods back to, you know, the old Hammer horror and all the... You know,
I mean, the family's name is Cushing, right? So that was nice touch.
Glad we got that on there, check mark. And we are film pros. I never got bored, I think. But again, I want all of this under the umbrella of because I expected to be bored.
I got there was one time, you know, they keep doing this repetition of her waking up in the middle of the night and weird shit happening, and you know, about the third time it happened, I was like, you've got to find a new device.
Sure.
Guillermo.
Yeah.
Just come on. most people at this point would realize something weird is going on.
Well, of course, the device was a bigger version of the clay digging tool.
Right.
And thusly, the ante was upped. That said, I mean, I would totally enjoy it. I would definitely recommend it to anybody looking for a ghost story movie. Yeah. That's definitely would it may not be my first five, but it would probably be in the top 20. So I will also give it 7 out of 10 face stabs.
Casey?
I think having tempered expectations is probably the way to go into this. I didn't like Pacific Rim at all, and I kind of went into that with really high expectations based on what everybody was expecting. Sorry, Elliot, I didn't like Pacific Rim. Yeah, this one has more of a story, which I felt was the biggest problem with Pacific Rim, and so...
I thought you were going to say with this film. I agree!
No, this one had a little bit more of a story, and I think that helped it a little bit. For all the problems with the performances, I think Hiddleston and Chastain did pretty well. I think they're the only two shining beacons out of the entire cast, Jim Beaver aside, because he's good.
Oh, yeah.
Always. We like him in all his other stuff.
I just love Jim Beaver.
Yeah.
I love Beaver.
I'm glad you
really had to be the one to go for that.
Yeah.
A solid horror story that you can kind of throw in a Halloween lineup. Not super great. I would give it 6 out of 10 ants eating the eyeballs of butterflies.
Sarah.
Yes. My expectations going into this were quite high. From the way it was being marketed, though, it seemed like it was a different film. Like, the way they were marketing it was, this is going to revolutionize the period horror genre. And it doesn't. It's...
Sadly.
And,
that movie
and,
is that's what I was hoping The for. Witch.
Yeah.
And it's
Witch,
not out
no,
yet.
Stop talking about it.
Sorry.
Knock it off. Okay. No one likes you.
I have a pain in my armpit. Feels like someone stabbed me there. Anyway. So, my expectations were not met. But I still enjoyed it. I'm not a Hiddleston Skank, as I think the Tom Hiddleston.
That's what they prefer to be called. Yeah,
man, lady fandoms, you have got to start coming up
with Hiddleston. But this put me on team Hiddle Skunks.
Hiddlebutt.
Yeah, do you like that Hiddlebutt?
Tim Hiddlebink. I think he's great in this. I think he kind of, he has period face, which is like, yeah. He belongs.
Well,
in
everything in here looks like their period happened.
Oh, God. That house just needs a tampon, okay?
Sorry, it was so wide right there. I could not take it.
Is that a different metaphor for the house now?
God, ghost.
Well, there were two women in there, and the house regulated them, put them on the same cycle. Yeah. Anyway,
God, ghost, why are you so grumpy?
Can I finish my review now, please?
I'm sorry, I fucked it up.
And probably my biggest problem with this was it wasn't Del Toro enough. There wasn't that much that was completely original. The creatures, the ghosts were not very original. The plot wasn't. The only thing that kind of was shocking was the size of the collars, the bib things that the women were wearing the whole movie. And I was like, how did they wear that back in the late 19th century?
The patriarchy made them
with pride.
Yeah, I would have been dead. Because I hate collars. I don't know. So I'm going to give this movie 7 out of 10 Jim Beaver beards.
All right, Chris, tear it apart.
Yeah, sorry.
Now lower everybody's expectations, Chris.
I just really hated this movie. I really did.
Why do you hate Bobby so much?
I don't. I love Bobby. In fact, that's one of the things I hated about it, was that they made him look bad. I was like, we've seen him in other films. We know he's good. Why is he so bad in this? Because the script is fucking terrible. I mean, it's so bad, and it's so boring. There's nothing that you don't see coming from a million miles away. The special effects are not impressive. In fact, they're tiresome. At best, I'd say the house is fun to look at, mm-hmm. but at the same time, this is Guillermo del Toro, the ultimate horror fanboy, making the ultimate horror fanboy dollhouse and playing with it. I mean, it's so hyperbolic and ridiculous that I'm constantly just sucked out of the film. Like, come on, man! Almost every time it moves to a new room, or God help us, a shot of the grounds, which they probably literally just went out and poured red paint on snow everywhere, I was like, dude. Come on. I love horror. And I love early Del Toro. His ghost stuff, I think, are like The Devil's Backbone, the magnificent film. Pan's Labyrinth, I think, is a masterpiece.
Oh,
I think his American films have been rated between meh and good meh.
But, that's our new rating system.
Yeah, I think we nailed it.
But this, to me, is the worst thing he's ever done.
Wow.
I forgot. I like Kronos a whole lot, too. Kronos was really good. I had no fun. And I should have at least had some fun. But no, I was just waiting for it to play out, doing everything but checking my watch, because I don't actually own a watch.
It's a metaphor.
Yeah. It's a metaphor for a period.
This movie was so boring, I actually drew a watch on my wrist.
I did.
So I could look at it.
I did. And like, kept making it go faster.
Whoa, look at the time!
Well, and part of it is that this is 2 hours long, and that's way too long by 2 minutes.
Yeah. Get it right. With your watch.
And you feel every second of that. I wish I really wanted to like this film. I did not go into it with super high expectations because I had already heard some mixed stuff ahead of time about it. I was like, oh, okay. Well, I want it to be good.
You should have talked to you about it beforehand because that's really helped me.
I just really, really, really dislike this, and I'm going to give it 2 out of 10 more chances I'm giving Del Toro before I write.
I'm going to throw my weird red stew at you.
You hear that, El Gordo? You're on the outs. Snap it up.
I'm just afraid it's like Harry Knowles puts on a different wig. And he's Guillermo del Toro.
I'm going to write The Hobbit.